question. What were your main artistic influences when playing this role?
Artistic influences. What does that mean? Does that mean that
your inspiration for?
Oh, okay. Inspiration. When it comes to inspiration, I have phases. When I first began the rehearsal, the first week, my inspiration would be the text itself and the history of the text. And in this case, Lorca as a historical figure, so much material on him, and about Bernarda Alba, the play itself, you know. So I would read up on it, immerse myself in this world, and that's the first phase prior to the start and during the first week as well. And in the second week, my source of inspiration is the discussion. Because we have some of the best performers, female actresses for Bernarda Alba, all on that stage. And when I say best, I'm not talking about just talent in terms of performing, yeah, that they're wonderful actresses. Yes, no doubt they are. But they're also wonderful minds. Every single one of them are brilliant in that way, are thinking actresses, and they would spend some time arguing, debating, discussing, you know, sharing ideas, and their love for discussing is really love. When I say love, it's really there because they can really talk, yeah, to one another. We all can, I myself included. So that's the second phase. And then through all these things, I layer and layer and layer. So it is always not just about performing it. So as an actress, I find that I'm always not relying on just the technique of performing. So those are not my inspirations. Because those are just skills that you build over time, and you should have had that, because it's like a painter has that skill. And after a while, it's not just about the skill of creating the art, but what feeds you are the social, political, economic issues, the everyday concerns, and the things that happen because you're discussing about mother-daughter relationship, or you're discussing about tyrannical rulers. You're discussing about issues that somehow have resonance or offer you perspectives that you can work on and take on board as you're performing your character. And of course, physically, I draw upon images. Yeah, I have a mental picture of how she would look like. And that's why in the performance I opted for thinness. I worked hard in making sure I was even smaller than what I already am. You know, I am one of the smallest, in fact, the smallest performer in that whole troupe. But I chose to even lose more weight, so I was even thinner, and I had a hunch, and a, like a hunchback, and I my shoulders bent over. You know, I'm perpetually squeezing my body to make it smaller, so that the feeling of oppressing myself in the body would allow me to feel that there is injustice caused on me, because I'm always not the best looking, or, you know, weakest, or already not perfect. So these elements helped me as well. You know, so I was conscious in those choices. Yeah.